Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. A lot going on. Where is the Epstein client list? According to the White House, there isn't one. There never was one. And the president is very eager to stop talking about it.
President Trump is defending Attorney General Pam Bondi amid growing right-wing criticism of the Justice Department's abrupt refusal to release any more Jeffrey Epstein investigation files. During a cabinet meeting, a reporter tried to ask Bondi about yesterday's decision, and the president stepped in.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years.
That seemed to signal both support for Bondi and a rebuke of some of the president's base who have mocked Bondi and called for her to step down over what they see as her failed commitment to release incriminating files from the sex trafficking probe. Some conservatives hoped for proof of a government cover-up. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
All right, look, Trump's lying to you. The Trump administration is lying to you. I mean, Pam Bondi herself said there's a stack of files on her desk. She said that in February in an interview with John Roberts on Fox News. Stack of the files, the Epstein files on my desk. There might not be a specific list, but there's a lot of stuff. I mean, again, imagine the text messages. Hey, Jeffrey, it's so-and-so. Look, I'd like a blonde 16-year-old. Or, no, that's right. Let's go 15. I'll take a 15-year-old. I mean, there have got to be some disgusting text messages there. You know the stuff's there. Trump promised during the campaign. I mean, why did Trump make that promise to you? He promised you he was going to release the files when he became president. And now he's not doing it. Now there's no files. What files was he talking about? So do you admit that Trump lied? Does Trump admit that he lied to you? I mean, it's a lie whether he admits it or not. He lied to you when he said he was going to release the files. Now he says there's no files.
Not only are there no files, but he's like, Jeffrey who? Say the name. Yeah. I'm not sure who you're talking about. Why? I've never heard of that person before. I don't know why you'd be asking me questions about that right now at my beautiful cabinet meeting.
Yeah.
Jeffrey who? Jeffrey Goldberg?
Yeah, you were standing right next to him, dude. So anyway, he lied to you. And a lot of, look, I love this. I think it's really interesting that MAGA people are just bashing the Trump administration over this, because what it means is that there are MAGA people who understand a lie and they understand when they're being lied to. And they voted for Trump. They support Trump, but they know they're being lied to and they're not happy. And listen, Roseanne Barr has been up Trump's butt for a long time. Roseanne Barr is now publicly turning on Donald Trump, rejecting him over the Epstein files. After months of legal limbo, the chainsaw cuts that Elon Musk's Doge team made to the federal work source are getting a green light.
The Supreme Court says President Donald Trump can downsize the federal workforce. That ruling comes despite warnings that critical government services will be lost and hundreds of thousands of federal employees will be out of jobs. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the only dissenting vote. She warned her colleagues of enormous real-world consequences. Some of the agencies affected by the order are the Departments of Agriculture, Energy, Labor, the Interior, State, Treasury, and Veteran Affairs. It also applies to the National Science Foundation, Small Business Association, Social Security Administration, and Environmental Protection Agency. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
All right, during that same cabinet meeting yesterday, President Trump spent nearly 15 minutes telling reporters about something really crucial at the White House.
President Trump is defending Attorney General Pam Bondi amid...
Oh, man.
Oh, that wasn't the right one.
All right. Move on, and I'll try and get that one for
you. All right. Under Elon Musk's leadership, the company formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, has become a safer place for hate speech, extremists, and neo-Nazis. I'm so glad they have a place to express their opinions and views. And now his artificial intelligence chatbot is getting into the action, too.
When another ex-user called the girls who died in the flooding at a Texas Christian summer camp future fascists, Grok replied Hitler would be best suited to deal with such vile anti-white hate. The chatbot also said a Holocaust-like response to hatred against white people would be effective. The Grok account later announced it was removing the posts and taking action to ban hate speech by the chatbot. A few weeks ago, Musk said he was rebuilding Grok because some of its replies were too politically correct. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
All right, and the CEO of X. I know, really.
I hate being right about Elon Musk all the time. It's the worst.
Yeah, you know, but some of the things that he challenges Trump on, it's really an interesting dynamic when your enemy becomes the enemy of your enemy, there's something attractive about the enemy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, anyway, the CEO of X has had enough.
The CEO of X is stepping down. Linda Yaccarino says she's leaving Elon Musk's social media platform after running it for 2 years. She posted a positive message on X about her tenure at the company formerly known as Twitter. She said the best is yet to come as X enters a new chapter with Musk's artificial intelligence company, XAI, which created the chatbot Grok. A veteran ad executive, Musk hired Yaccarino in May 2023 after buying Twitter for $44 billion in late 2022. At the time, he said that Yaccarino's role would be focused mainly on running the company's business operations, leaving him to focus on product design and new technology. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
In Central Texas, where communities are picking up the pieces after the flash flooding on the Guadalupe River left more than 100 dead, and I think now 170 plus are still missing, we're learning more about who knew what and when they knew it.
Camp Mystic did not evacuate when the July 4th floodwaters hit. In the early morning hours, the Guadalupe River rose from 14 feet to 29 and a half within 60 minutes, overwhelming the camp. Survivors were found clinging to trees. The records released to the AP by the Texas Department of State Health Services show the camp complied with a host of regulations regarding procedures to be implemented in case of disaster. Among them, instructing campers what to do if they need to evacuate and assigning specific duties to each staff member and counselor. Still, 5 years of inspection reports do not offer any details of the plans at Mystic, where at least 27 campers and counselors died. I'm Ben Thomas.
In an Associated Press interview, atmospheric scientist Ken Kunkel says that there's little doubt about what is driving the increase in intense, deadly storms over the last couple of years.
The cluster of thunderstorms that developed over the hill country of Texas and stayed in place for many hours drew moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf of Mexico at this present time is warmer than normal. The likely reason it's warmer than normal is that it reflects overall global warming. The oceans in general are getting warmer.
You know, you can't deny it. Something's happening. You might wonder how much it's caused by human behavior, how much it's cyclical, whatever, but it's happening. All right, let's go back because this is really important. I mean, you know, a lot of people are critical of President Trump, and sometimes I can be critical of President Trump because of some of his antics. But when the president really focuses on stuff that's important, I want to focus on that. During the cabinet meeting yesterday, President Trump spent about 15 minutes. That's a long time when talking to reporters. Spent 15 minutes talking to reporters about something that really is important to the American people.
President Trump says he's getting a kick out of redecorating parts of the White House and gave reporters a look at one room. The president ended a nearly two-hour cabinet meeting by saying he'd personally visited the White House vaults to find new pictures and artwork for the cabinet room.
And I picked it all myself. I'm very proud of it.
There's one of his old favorites.
Great Andrew Jackson.
One whose name is largely lost to history.
We call him President Polk. He was sort of a real estate guy.
From FDR.
This is very exciting to me.
To Eisenhower.
Was a very underrated president.
And as president, he's allowed to go into federal buildings and take whatever he wants. So at Marco Rubio's State Department office,
I see this gorgeous clock, grandfather clock.
And told his top diplomat,
I'd love to take that clock out and put it in the cabinet room. He said, no, are you serious?
The president says he also picked the room's drapes and polled the cabinet on whether he should repaint the room in gold leaf.
Goodness.
Who would gold leaf it? Could I even? How about, would you go,
Levin? Sagar Magani at the White House.
You know, look, if there was something tasteful, I'm sure Donald Trump changed it into something gaudy. I mean, gold leaf, what, with the drapes? The drapes are going to be gold leaf. I mean, I just love decorating. Can we do the room in mauve? Can we please bring some mauve paint in here, please, now? Good Lord.
I just love that he took little Marco's
little Marco's clock. Little baby Marco's clock.
He's got his nads in a jar.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.